Title, Hotkeys for Faster Arrangement Editing Intermediate. Alright, let's speed run the part of drum and bass production that separates cool loop from finished tune, arrangement editing. Because indeed NB, it's not just about having a sick drum break and a nasty bass. It's about what you do every 8 bars. The tiny cuts, the micro fills, the one beat gaps, the throws, the mutes, the little variations that make a drop feel alive. And if you're doing that with pure mouse work, you'll lose momentum fast. So today, we're going hotkey first in Ableton Live's arrangement view. The goal is a 64-bar rolling DNB skeleton, 16-bar intro, 16-bar dropper with a variation halfway through, 16-bar drop B that hits harder, and a 16-bar outro that's DJ-friendly. As we go, I'll give you a workflow that feels more like DJing your timeline than fighting the grid. First, quick setup. Hit Tab to make sure you're in arrangement view. If you're the type who starts in session view to jam ideas, perfect. But now we're in finishing mode. Next, two toggles you need to be able to trust. Grid and Snap. On Windows it's Control 4 for Grid, Control 5 for Snap. On Mac it's Command 4 and Command 5. Get used to checking these constantly, because one accidental snap-off moment can quietly wreck your groove. Tiny timing mistakes in DNB are brutal. Now set yourself an editing-friendly grid. For most rolling drums, start at 1/16. If you're doing super glitchy fills, you might go 1/32. If you want a more stompy, techie stop-start feel, sometimes 1/8 is actually cleaner and hits harder. The grid is a creative choice, not just a technical one. Now let's build structure fast. Ideally, you already have a solid 8-bar loop, drums, bass, and some effects or atmosphere. If not, make 3 tracks, a drums track, a bass track, and an effects track. Keep it simple. The point here is arranging speed, not sound design. Here's the move. You're going to create your core 8 bars and then duplicate like a machine. Drag a time selection across the first 8 bars in the timeline. And quick coach note, time selection is a superpower in arrangement view. If you select time in the ruler at the top, almost every command becomes predictable across multiple tracks. This is how you stop doing things one clip at a time. Once those 8 bars are selected, press Ctrl D or Command D to duplicate. Do it 3 times and you've got 32 bars instantly. If you want the full 64-bar canvas right away, keep going until you land at 64. You can always carve it down later, but having runway makes arranging feel easier. Now, before you start slicing anything, we're going to drop locators. This is where the DJing the arrangement mindset kicks in. Go to bar 1 and insert a locator with Ctrl I or Command I. Name it Intro. Go to bar 17, insert a locator, name it Drop A. Go to bar 33, insert a locator, name it Drop B. Go to bar 49, insert a locator, name it Outro. And here's an extra pro workflow, add edit locators too. Stuff like fill here, mute bar, throw snare. Those little reminders keep your session moving when you come back tomorrow and you're like, wait, what was I doing here? Also, rename fast with Ctrl R or Command R whenever you need it. Renaming and color coding clips isn't busy work. It's arrangement clarity. Clarity equals speed. Now let's talk zoom, because zoom is secretly the hotkey skill. When you're doing detail edits, select the area and hit C to zoom to selection. When you need context again, hit Shift Z to zoom back out. Live in those two zoom modes. It stops you from getting lost, and it makes micro-editing way faster because you're always at the right scale. Alright, now we've got a long duplicated canvas and locators. Time to do the actual DNB micro-arrangement stuff. Cuts, fills, mutes, throws. The key hotkey here is split. Ctrl E or Command E. This is your scalpel. Let's do a classic example. A 1-bar drum fill leading into drop A. That's bar 16 going into bar 17. Jump your playhead to bar 16. On your drums, you're going to create slices you can manipulate. Put the playhead at beat 3 of bar 16. Then split. Ctrl E. Then go to beat 4 of bar 16. Split again. Now you've got smaller chunks. Now you can make decisions quickly. Maybe you delete the last little hat slice. Maybe you keep a snare rush. Maybe you leave space for an FX hit. And here's a very DNB-specific Vi move. In the last 1/8 or 1/16 before the drop, kill almost everything and let one snare hit ring with a reverb tail. That moment of negative space makes the drop feel bigger. But I want to add an important intermediate level trick. Don't delete everything. Use deactivate. Select a clip or slice and hit 0. That deactivates it without destroying it. Hit 0 again to bring it back. This is one of the best ways to a slash B arrangement choices. You can test a 1-beat gap, test a drum mute, test a bass cut, without committing. It's a non-destructive mute that keeps you moving fast. Now let's turn that into a muscle memory routine. Here's a cutting routine you can practice until it becomes automatic. Bullet with Control E, deactivate with 0. Then once you're sure, consolidate with Control J or Command J. That trio is a real workflow. Cut, audition, commit. Now let's talk effects throws, because in DNB, transitions live and die on throws. Best practice, keep time-based effects on return tracks. Make return A a reverb, like hybrid reverb. Make return B a delay, like echo. On your reverb return, high pass it. Seriously, put an EQ after the reverb and high pass somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. And don't be afraid to go even higher for throws, like 300 to 600, depending on the sound. Low end in reverb throws is how you get mud. On your delay return, set echo to something rhythmic. 1/8 is a classic rolling bounce. 1/4 dotted can also be amazing for that lurching forward pull. If it's too shiny, filter it down. If it's too clean, add just a little noise or grit. Now automation. Press it to show automation lanes. And here's the speed tip. Instead of drawing a million tiny automation shapes, use splits to create a region where automation happens. For example, split a snare hit or a vocal stab with Control E, then automate the send just in that little region. Quick ramp up, quick ramp down. Clean, readable, fast, and a really reliable DNB trick. Only throw reverb on the last snare of every 8 bars. That gives you motion without washing out the groove. Now, let's talk clicks and pops, especially on bass cuts and break edits. Go into Preferences, Record Warp Launch, and enable Create Fades on Clip Edges. Once that's on, your splits and moves will naturally get tiny fades, and those nasty clicks disappear. This matters a lot when you hard cut subs or re-space. DNB bass is often loud and sustained. Hard cuts without fades will click, and clicks are the kind of tiny problem that makes your mix feel amateur even if the sound design is great. Once you've done a bunch of edits in a section, commit it and clean your timeline. Select, say, bars 17 through 33 on your drums, then consolidate with Control J or Command J. Now you have one clean clip called something like Drop a Drums. Easier to manage. Easier to copy. Easier to understand at a glance. Teacher note, don't consolidate every 10 seconds. Consolidate after you're happy with the idea. The whole point is to keep flexibility while you're experimenting. Then lock it in when it's working. Now let's do bass arrangement the fast way. Most rolling DNB bass variation is not write a new bass line. It's small changes. Mute a note. Change the rhythm in the last bar, swap a mid layer, or create call and response. So, select 4 or 8 bars of your bass MIDI and duplicate with Control D or Command D. Then split the 16 bar drop halfway through, at bar 25 if your drop starts at 17, using Control E. Now you've got two halves you can treat differently. For the variation bar, remove one or two hits, or shorten notes to make the bass more percussive, or transpose a response phrase up an octave, plus 12 semitones, so it answers the first phrase without you writing a new part. That call and response trick is ridiculously effective and takes seconds. If you want a mid-layer idea that stays mix-safe, operator into saturator, then auto-filter for movement, then a glue compressor doing just a bit, then EQ to high-pass the mid-layer so it doesn't fight the sub. The key concept, keep sub mono and stable. Let the mids do the movement. And speaking of mono, put utility on your sub and keep it mono. Width at 0. Check it periodically by toggling the utility on and off while the drop plays. Stereo sub is one of those hidden problems that only shows up when your track hits a club system, and suddenly the low end feels weird. Now, the classic DNB structure trick, drop B heavier. You don't need a whole new drop. You need smarter density. Duplicate drop A into drop B. Select bars 17 through 33 and duplicate them so they land at bar 33. Now you're going to make drop B feel like it levels up with minimal new content. Add a ride or a hat layer. Add a crash on bar 33. Then use automation for intensity, maybe a little more drum bus drive. Maybe a tiny utility gain bump on the drums, like half a dB to 1 dB, and be careful because that adds up fast. Then do density windows. Every 4 bars, one bar gets a bit more hat energy. Every 8 bars, a little ghost snare activity. Then you pull it back. Contrast makes the heady parts feel heavier than if you leave everything maxed out constantly. And here's a nasty, simple arrangement idea you can reuse. The negative space bar. Every 8 or 16 bars, cut the kick for half a bar, let the snare punch, then slam back in. You can do it in seconds with splits and deactivates. It sounds intentional and aggressive, like a DJ is chopping the track live. Now let's run a quick 15-minute practice you can actually do after this lesson. Start with an 8-bar loop, drums plus bass. Select bars 1 to 8 and duplicate with Ctrl D or Command D until you hit 32 bars. Insert locators at bar 1 called Drop Start, bar 9 called VAR1, bar 17 called VAR2, bar 25 called Final Push. At bar 8, make one fill using Ctrl E splits. Deactivate one hat slice with 0 instead of deleting it. Then press A. Automate a reverb send throw on the last snare into bar 9. Keep the reverb return high passed so it stays clean. Then consolidate each 8-bar drum section. Select bars 1 to 9 for the first block, consolidate. Then 9 to 17, consolidate, and so on. Your deliverable is 4 clean drum clips, 8 bars each, with clear variation and no clicks. Before we wrap, common mistakes to watch for. If things suddenly feel sloppy, check snap, Ctrl 5 or Command 5. If your session becomes a mess of tiny clips, you're oversplitting without consolidating. Commit sections with Ctrl J or Command J. If you're scrolling around searching for sections, you need locators. If your throws feel like they smear the mix, high pass your returns more aggressively. If you hear ticks when bass cuts, enable clip edge fades and stop doing hard cuts without fades. Now the recap, the hotkeys you should actually memorize as a set. Tab to switch views when it's time to finish. Ctrl D or Command D to build structure fast. Ctrl E or Command E to do surgical cuts. 0 to deactivate for non-destructive mutes and fast to slash B tests. Ctrl J or Command J to consolidate and keep the timeline clean. A to show automation lanes for throws and intensity ramps. Ctrl 4 and Ctrl 5, or Command 4 and Command 5, to keep grid and snap under control. C to zoom to selection, Shift C to zoom back out. If you want to take this further, try the homework challenge. Build a 64-bar arrangement where every 8 bars has a noticeable change without adding new instruments. Only clip edits, automation, and duplication. Locators every 16, labels for each 8-bar variation, consolidated drum clips, and no clicks. This audio version is shortened for playback.